I joined the United States Marine Corps at the age of 17 years old, where I experienced a series of sexual violence on a daily basis. So today is a day that we are going to change the face of this nation. We have the most well-funded military in the world. We have the strongest military in the world. And they failed. Today, right now, we're going to change that.
Welcome to the Father State. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. I do appreciate it. Don't forget, you can support the Father State by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate. And we also, you can help us too on locals.com. So click the link in the description to support our work there. I have with me Janelle Marina Mendoza Vieira. Wow. Did I get it right?
Almost. It's Mendez. Well, you got the other three names right.
Mendez. Okay. Janelle Marina Mendez Vieira. Why do you have so many names?
Yeah, I am Puerto Rican, so I have a very long Latin American name.
Amazing. Well, welcome to the show. You are an author, CEO, human rights consultant, and a feminist human right defender.
I am, and I'm also an inventor.
Wow, you're busy.
That's true.
And what did you invent?
So I've actually invented many technologies. I am the inventor of AI-powered currency, AI-powered securities, autonomous lethal weapons, and autonomous lethal robots.
Amazing. And you are a feminist human rights defender. Are you a feminist?
Yes.
Are you a
Can
feminist? Are you a feminist?
Yeah. So I am what's called an intersectional feminist, which means that typically when I work in human rights, I take a look at a holistic perspective of what different communities are dealing with in terms of their obstacles. And then I work to create solutions that benefit everybody.
And why are you a feminist? Why have you decided to be a feminist?
Because I grew up in the Assemblies of God in a really conservative Christian household that was very Republican. And it was a disservice to what the skills that I needed to understand the power dynamics that occur in society. And when I enlisted in the Marine Corps, I went through a series of sexual violence while I was still a minor because I had enlisted at the age of 16. And the series of sexual violence I went through child sex trafficking while I served. And when I started to understand the power dynamics, as I started to research what the problems were, I started to understand that there was power dynamics that shifted to white males in all of these different power structures and how they were disenfranchising minority women from backgrounds like mine. And when I started to really look into the social sciences to research what the problems were, I started to have an understanding that a lot of the issues that I dealt with and the reasons they were not being dealt with was because of the way the patriarchal structures were developed. And then I started to pursue feminist thought.
Oh, I got you. While growing up, were you raised by your father and mother?
So for a good portion of my life, I was raised by both of them until I was about maybe 13 and they got divorced. And then I was raised by my father.
Oh, okay. Nice. And you were close to your father?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I love my dad, you know, and I think he's a good person. It's just that, you know, our schools of thought are not the same, right? Like, he has not had the experiences that I've had to live through.
Right.
And also being a man, it's very different to understand what the life of a woman is like.
And so have you forgiven your mother for traumatizing you?
So I think with both of my parents and everything that I've gone through, those are so far in my past from what I'm doing today that at this point in my life, it's kind of like obsolete, if that makes sense, because I've moved forward.
And did you forgive them, though? Did you go and forgive them, your father and mother?
So I think that my father and mother have their own belief systems about life, but I feel like where we are today, I feel like is a healthy situation. So I feel like that's fine.
And do you
Like I
have
feel like yeah.
anger?
I don't feel like I'm angry. I don't at my parents, if that's what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that to parent. Do you get angry at times?
Yeah, like any other human.
Okay. I read that you enlisted in the mil as you just mentioned, the Marine Corps at age 16. And what made you decide to go in so early?
Because I wanted my college tuition paid for because I wanted to go to school to become a scientist. And I felt like that would be a good avenue to have my tuition paid for. And I had skipped 11th grade. So I was a year earlier, so I was 16, during my senior year, and the military had started to recruit me. And when I took the ASVAB, they gave me a really good offering for my college tuition. So that was the reason I enlisted.
Amazing. You allegedly experienced sexual abuse while in the military. Did that happen?
Yeah, there's a well that, listen, at this point, the United States government, they're giving me the sun, the moon, and the stars at this point because it's well documented. It's not a point of it's alleged, it's confirmed. Like everything that I've been through has been confirmed.
And so when you were having sex with those guys in the military, you didn't want to have it? You didn't want to do it?
No, and I was a minor and I was coerced, I was abused, and I went through torture.
Amazing.
It's that's sexual violence. That's not consensual.
Could this have been, when I read your story about allegedly being sexually abused in the military, it made me,
Not alleged, it happened.
it further verified that women should not be involved in men's sport, the military, or get involved with men clubs or anything, because I notice that every time women get involved with the men's stuff, they always accuse men of some type of abuse, sexual abuse or violent abuse or something. Do you agree with me that women should stay with women and men should stay with men? Because you hear more from the women than you do the men.
So I completely disagree with everything you just said because it is not an issue of men and women being segregated and separated, and it's also not women blatantly accusing men. It is a power structure of patriarchy that continually lies to men because there's something in the social sciences that's called homosocial bonding. That is where men's relationships with men are built on competition and power hierarchies. Relationships amongst women are based on collaboration and connection. So when men treat women with competition and for power dynamics and utilize women as tools for their hierarchy and their status amongst men, that is the problem that creates and perpetuates sexual violence. So it's a cultural issue.
But men don't think of women as competition because they know that women are no competition to them at all. It's just
I
that the
highly
women,
disagree with what you're saying. The reason we
it's just
have
that the
segregated
women.
sports to begin with is because women were beating men in sports and men got upset about it. So the reason that sports are segregated to begin with is because during the 70s and 80s, women were consistently beating men in sports. Also, a lot of inventors like myself, I am literally one of the highest ranking inventors in United States history. So to sit there and say that I've competed against a half a million men this year with my inventions and I'm ranking in the top 1%, I'm doing better than men are. So how are you sitting there to say that like my contributions are not notable when they're significantly notable to national security?
Well, what I was about to say is that men don't see women as competition at all because they know women are not competition. It's just that women are so insecure and they're jealous of the man. So they're always trying to prove that they're equal
Right.
to the man.
So
And
that's
so
an inaccurate statement.
instead of admitting that, they say, well, the men trying to this and that. But it's women who are trying to prove that they are equal to men, and it never will happen. You agree
So
to that?
that's called a misogynistic ideology, because in order for men to even exist, women have to exist. And scientifically, estrogens were around in humanity for hundreds of millions of years before androgens were. So men would not exist without women. Secondly, if we're going to get to the point that you're making that women are not equal to men, I just asserted the point that I am an elite, a top-tier elite military inventor for the United States of America. I competed against a half a million men and came out on top. So what I'm trying to tell you is I wasn't doing that to compete against men. I did that because I'm just capable, and that the resulting outcome was that I came out in the upper echelon. So what I'm trying to tell you is women don't go about our lives to compete with men. And I did not say that men are trying to compete with women. What I said is homosocial bonding is that men compete against other men for social status and power. So in relation, women are used as tools in order for a man to get higher status in hierarchy. So they objectify women versus treating women with dignity and respect. So again, to counter both of the points that you made, there it's not factual, because if it was, I wouldn't be as high up on the totem pole for inventing prowess for advanced technologies.
Well,
How come men aren't doing that? How come they didn't come out on top of me?
I think what you might not realize, and I do understand it, is that in our country today, women and the blacks are not equal to normal people. And so the white man is allowing women to think that they're doing better as they do with the blacks. And so much is not required of women and the blacks as it does with normal people. So just because they
So,
say that you have the best invention doesn't really mean that you have the best invention. They're just doing it to appease the women.
that's definitely not true. The reason I came out at the top is because my inventions have military applications for national security. So the reason that I came out on top is because of my skill set, my knowledge, and my expertise. So that's the reason. It has nothing to do with men, women, or whatever. Whoever had the best invention would make it to the top. That's just how it works.
Not in
So
society today. They have lowered the
that is
standard for women and the blacks.
no, that's the standards are not lower, they're
No,
higher.
they're lower.
Black males are incarcerated at the highest rates for ridiculous crime. So that means that they're being held to a higher standard than what white men are. So that's not true.
If they were not committed a crime, would they be locked up?
Most likely, there's plenty of men who have been on death row that are black, and they were put on death row improperly based on a system of racism, because American society is built on racism.
So let me go back to the military thing. Do you agree with me that since so many women are crying sexual abuse and brutality and stuff like that, do you agree with me that in universities and military and soccer and whatever, that women should not be allowed to play with men since they are always crying some type of abuse?
So again, what you're saying is inaccurate, because when women come forward to express the violence that they went through, that again is a result of homosocial bonding dynamics. It is men objectifying women. So if men stopped objectifying women and treated women as equals, these problems would not even exist. It's about
But
boundaries and respect and consent.
how can you
It
treat
has
them
nothing
as
to do with gender.
how can you treat women as equal to man when they are not equal to man? God didn't make it that way. It's God over Christ, Christ over
Right, so
man
you're
over
talking
woman.
about one religion
No,
and
I'm
you're
talking
talking
about
about one
period.
ideology based on one book
No, I'm not talking about
instead of what
religion.
reality actually looks like, because women throughout history in a number of different factions have come out ahead of men. So you're making this about a gender dynamic between men and women. It's about capability, intelligence, and expertise. It doesn't matter where it comes from. It just matters who has it. Now, your genetics are your genetics. It is not binary that men's genetics are superior, and it's not binary that women's genetics are superior. It is a genetic lottery, and depending on your history, however your genetics come out, is how your genetics are superior. It is not these binary lines that a book from 3,000 years ago
Well,
that was modified numerous times is
I'm
saying.
not talking about religion. I'm just talking about reality. Do you believe that women are equal to men, right?
100%.
Then why are women always whining and complaining? Oh, I've been sexually abused. I was abused, whenever, especially when they're losing.
I just want to explain that what you're saying is highly offensive
what
to
do
women everywhere, because it's not whining about it. It is confronting the abuses that we have gone through, to have a dialogue
but,
about what is happening, to ensure that consent and boundaries are respected. Again, that has nothing to do with women. Do you know how many men in the military go through sexual violence?
But you don't hear them whining about it. You don't hear them complaining.
There's an abundance of men who have gone through sexual violence in the military.
But you don't hear them whining about it like the women.
Because most of them go on to commit suicide. And it is conversations like this that lack empathy and compassion that lead men to commit suicide after they go through sexual violence, because it creates shame.
But at least
the
they
same
don't
way
whine.
That your dialogue is shaming women who've gone through sexual violence, the same thing happens with men when they come forward, but it's more stigmatizing. So it leads them to go commit suicide instead.
But they still don't whine. They don't go around whining about it. They deal with it. However, way.
So you're saying that you believe that men should commit suicide instead when they go through sexual violence, instead of confronting the power structure and the abuser. So what you're saying is you believe that people who do the abusing should get away with it. That makes no sense.
No, the only thing I'm saying right now is that I noticed that women whine about that kind of stuff, and yet they want to be in competition with men. And when they can't win, they start, oh, he abused me. He sexually harassed me. They start complaining.
What it sounds like to me is that you have a lot of internalized misogyny and a lack of education on the actual social dynamics that occur that lead to sexual violence.
But
that
a lot of women lie about that stuff. It's been proven that a lot of women lie about sexual abuse.
What research?
Especially
because the data says less than 4% of women
especially in colleges.
have made up. Less than 4%. That means 96% of women have been validated in telling the truth. So what you're saying
it's
again is
it's easy for
not
women
factual.
To lie.
So that is an internal bias that you have.
No, I
That's
see it all the
is.
Time. When you know how when with married
it
couple,
doesn't matter what you see. It's a matter of what the data and the statistics say. And
no,
it says
they
that
make up the data.
96% of women are telling the truth.
They don't. The data, you can't trust the data. But you know
right.
how.
If you're trying to say you can't trust data, but you can trust a book from 3,000 years ago that's been modified.
I haven't mentioned
trying
the
to
book.
Enslave people and indoctrinate them. That again is the same. It counters your own point that you're attempting to make.
But I have not mentioned a book at all. You mentioned a book, not me. But
no,
let me,
you mentioned the Bible numerous times. And that
no, I haven't. I said the order
you
of God.
That men are superior to women, which is a book that is a lie, because Jesus Christ himself was a socialist who believed in equality
what
and
the?
Fought for women and minorities.
What the? Let me ask. So you say you
obviously you have not read the Aramaic Bible, which is the original Bible that Jesus himself grew up on.
You believe in God?
I'm an atheist.
Do you believe in God?
I just told you I'm an atheist.
Does that mean you don't? I'm black and slow. Does that mean you don't believe in God?
I don't believe in any gods.
Oh, okay. You said you were traumatized with this allegedly sexual abuse, right? But yet, according to your bio, you started an OnlyFans account where you post naked pictures of yourself. And my question is, if you were sexually traumatized, why would you post naked pictures of yourself? First of all, is that true? It might not even be true. Did you post naked?
So, yeah, no, we're going to answer.
So,
this.
If you
so
were sexually traumatized,
again,
why did you do that?
One, that trauma happened 17 years ago. Two, also, I'm past that trauma, and what I choose to do with my body is empowerment. So if I choose to do something consensually, that is different than being raped and being forced to do something I don't want to do. They're two vastly different things. So if I choose to empower myself to do something that I consent to, that I'm okay with, that's not sexual violence. That's an agreement between me and whatever men are involved. And it's a consensual action. So consent is the key. It's consent and boundaries. As long as that is respected, what do you think? That people who go through sexual violence never have sex in their lives? Like that's ignorant to believe that.
How do
you... So the reality is sexuality does not stop because you go through sexual violence, right? So what sexuality is about, it's about consent. It's about mutual respect and mutual understanding. So as long as boundaries are respected, you can do whatever you want with your body.
But how are you empowering yourself by showing your naked body? Because when the men see
because
that, all they're thinking
consent.
About When men see that, oh, they think about having sex with you, they can care less about you or anything.
Well, like, here's the thing. They just want the sex. So how are you, like,
how are you empowering yourself? You're acting as if I care
what men think.
But how are you empowering
yourself?
I don't
care what the men think who are buying my photos. If they're buying my photos and they're respecting my boundaries, I do not care what they think.
But how is that empowering?
It's called money. Money is empowering.
Money
right?
is not
so
power.
What I'm saying is, it is.
No.
It is, because that's how I paid for my invention. So it is empowering.
But that's not power, though. It's just a tool we use on earth to pay for something. That's it.
It is power. I'm on the trajectory to become one of the most powerful women in American history. It's definitely power.
There is no way.
You may not like it. You may not agree with it. But again, I could care less.
But to think of yourself as being a powerful woman is a false idea. It's a false thought. It's not real.
No, it's not.
It's just an illusion in your imagination.
So you think that I would make less of myself because you're a misogynist. Like, I, again, the same way I could care less what other men think of me, I could care less what you think of me. Like, it means nothing to me.
I know, but what you don't understand is to think of yourself as a powerful woman. It's just a false idea that your imagination only is an illusion.
That's definitely not true, because
not
I'm
real.
On the trajectory. I'm on the trajectory. In the next 10 years, I will be one of the wealthiest women in the United States. I am on that trajectory.
But you still will be. It's still not going to make you powerful.
It is.
No.
It definitely is.
No.
Yes.
How?
Yes.
How?
That's
you
that's
still
going to
be angry.
That's how money works. When you have money, you have power. How that works. We live in a capitalist society. So in case you forgot that, I'm here to remind you of it.
I think what you don't realize, though, if you did get the money, you're still going to be angry and insecure and have fear and lonely.
I'm not insecure and I have no fear. How do you think I'm engaging
those
with you right
inwardly,
now?
Inwardly, you're still going to be happy.
I'm very happy with my life. I'm very happy with what I'm doing. You're making assumptions based on misogyny, based on projections you have about women that are not real.
But inwardly, you're not happy. You have no peace.
And also, you cannot tell me whether or not I'm happy. You don't even know me from a hole in the wall. You're just
I know
making things up.
For a fact, without a doubt, inwardly,
you're
miserable.
You cannot tell other people what they think or what they feel, and you cannot make assumptions. This is the very first time you're ever speaking to me. This is the very first time you're ever looking at me. So you don't know whether my life is happy or not. Like, you have no concept of what happiness looks like for me. And what I am telling you is I'm extremely happy. I love my life. I love the direction I'm on, and I am empowered and I'm happy. So what I'm trying to tell you is you can sit there and spew whatever narrative you want to spew, but it's inaccurate. So you're trying to tell me what you think I feel about myself. And what I'm telling you is that you're wrong.
Well, you may have a false sense of happiness, but you have no peace. And happiness comes and
goes. No, I have peace, and I have
and happiness.
Happiness.
Is
You're
based...
just making things up. Like, this is not, this conversation is not for you to tell me how I feel about myself. You don't know me.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you're not going to cross that line. No, you're not going to cross that line in this interview to disrespect me or tell me how I feel about myself. I'm well aware of how I feel. I'm well aware of who I am.
Let me ask. On your website, you explain how men and boys get indoctrinated into extremism. What is that exactly?
Extremism is where mass violence occurs, like school shootings, going into supermarkets and churches to commit mass violence against a group of people, right? That's what extremism is. So extremism occurs because Google and search engines and things of that nature will have put the highest ranking of whoever puts a bid in. So a lot of times extremist groups put bids online to indoctrinate boys to become extremists to commit mass violence. So the boys that feel really insecure about themselves may try to Google self-help, try to look for how to date women and girls, or how to get confidence, or how to be strong, because the homosocial bonding dynamics essentially say that they have to perform in a hierarchy to be a man. That's what they're told.
But see, what you're saying is not true. Men and boys who carry out those type of acts are angry at their mothers, because all men and boys hate their mothers. because of the evil nature of their mother. So all women are evil.
That is not the scientific data.
All women are evil.
The scientific data says that it stems from insecurity, and it's other men putting pressures on young men and boys that then lead them down that path of radicalization, where white supremacist groups then pay money to indoctrinate them.
But that's not true, though.
It has nothing to do with their internal dynamics with their mother.
That's not true.
And also, it's ignorant to say as a blanket statement that all men and all boys hate their mothers.
They
like, that is ignorant.
No, it's a truth. That's why they're
so... It's not true.
That's why, if you notice...
That's called projection. If you're saying that every stereotype for every man ever, that every man is the same, that's projection.
Even if you notice that men and boys who are angry, it's abnormal for a man to be angry, right? Anger is not normal for men, and it's
anger
normal
is
for
a normal
women.
Human emotion for
and
anyone.
If you notice
all
that,
emotions are normal.
If you notice that men and boys who are angry, they're acting just like women. They have the nature
That's
of their
not true.
Mother.
All emotions are part of human survival. It's
no.
a biological response to the environment.
Emotions
yes,
are
that's
evil.
That's a lack of understanding in biology.
Emotions are evil. There's nothing good about emotion. It's the nature of the woman.
Emotions are normal. They're part of how you function in a society and how you get ahead. It's by learning how to control emotions.
So if emotions are normal and people have anger, and they all do until they overcome it, why do they have to take medication to try to make themselves feel better and deal with reality?
So that's
there
different
are
than
all
emotions,
type of
right?
Drugs
like that's
and
that
stuff
psychological
like that.
Differences that are neurological or have to do with biological chemistry.
Not true.
That's different, but
not
that is
true.
Different than a blanket emotions. They're not the same. They're not congruent. Somebody who has a lack of serotonin who needs an antidepressant, it's because they're missing a chemical in their brain.
No, it's because
so,
they're
like,
angry.
So, like, to sit here and equate that to having emotions is not the same thing.
It's because they're angry and they have been separated from their earthly father by their mothers, because women hate the children's fathers, boys and girls. They hate the boys and girls, and they turn the children
away. Honestly, like, away. This all sounds like it's a conspiracy theory.
What do you mean?
The reality of it is every family structure is different. So unless you're in somebody's home, you don't know what their house is like. You don't know what their relationship dynamics are. And you don't know how they feel about their parents or their children or their wife or their husband. Every relationship is different and unique. So to have a blanket statement that all men are like this or all women are like this or all children are like this, that's an ignorant statement because it lacks the fundamental understanding that each person is an individual.
I think what you might not realize is that women don't have love. They only have anger. And anger is evil. And so
honestly,
when the kids
I don't know
are
who you
when
dealt
the kids
with in
are
your
born,
life or what women you have or
let
have
me just make this
point.
I said
with,
all women.
But it's out right again, it's a fundamental lie because there's millions of women on the planet who are vastly different. So to put every woman in a blanket, to put every man in a blanket and to say that they're all the same as stereotypes are fundamental lies because that's not how reality operates. So it's a projection. That's a projection saying that your belief system and what you feel on the inside is what you believe everybody else is like. That's not reality.
Do you believe that women have love?
I believe everybody has the capacity to love.
Do
everybody.
You believe that women have love?
I believe women love ourselves and love men and love everybody else.
Do you believe that women have love?
Yes.
Women don't have love. Where did they get it from?
Yes, they do.
Where did they
yes,
get it from?
They do.
Where did they get it from?
Love it. First of all, love is an internal emotion, just like anger is, happiness is, everything else. It's an emotion.
Love is not an emotion.
So, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It absolutely
That's
is.
That's hate.
What that tells me is that you have a lack of understanding on human emotions. And that compares to why you're saying what you're saying in these blanket statements.
If women have love, where did they get it from?
Everybody has love in themselves, and then you choose to give it to another person like any other emotion. You feel an emotion on the inside, and then you choose to play it out in your environment.
If
That's
women
how
have love,
work.
If women have love, where did they get it from?
Women, I just told you this. It's an emotion that comes from the inside.
Man, where did
like
they get that
emotion,
from the inside?
If you're angry, if you're happy, if you're sad, if you're upset, if you're excited. All of those are emotions that come internally.
But they are
and
evil
then you
emotions, though.
Emotions in your external environment.
They are evil emotions. They're not good.
No, it sounds to me like you have a lack of understanding on how human emotions operate to be saying any of what you're saying.
No, that's why you feel good. As soon as you're feeling good, your God telling you something, now you feel bad. Your thoughts telling you something, you feel bad. Now you feel bad, you got to do something to feel good. Then you feel good, now you got to do something to feel bad. And after a while, you want to jump off a bridge somewhere because the so-called feel-good emotions are evil and it's bad emotions are evil. Emotions are not good. That's why you have to overcome.
No, this just sounds. That's why you have to overcome like emotions. You've never ever like studied how human emotions operate. They're biological imperatives. Every species on the planet has emotions, part of survival. So to sit there and say that emotions are bad is another ignorant statement.
I didn't say they were bad. I said they were evil.
Again, they're not. They're a necessary part of humanity and how we function in society.
Nope.
They are.
But let me ask, women who, you know how in divorce cases, and sometimes when men make babies with these women, females out of wedlock, the woman go to court and she try to keep the children from their fathers and the fathers from the children. Is that love or hate?
Again, that's an interpersonal dynamic. Not every divorce is like that, right? So whatever happens in a divorce between a man and a woman has to do with their individual dynamic.
When a woman tries to keep the children,
that's not all men.
When a woman
there are some men that are abusing their women, and there are some men that are good men. So to sit there and say that every dynamic is like that is not true.
When women try to keep the children from the fathers and the fathers from the children, is that love or hate?
Again, every dynamic is different.
I didn't say every. You said every.
The reasons behind why someone's dynamics happen, we don't know.
Is that love or hate?
We're on the outside. We don't know. We don't know if that father is good or bad. We don't know whether or not she's spiteful or she's protecting her child. We don't know.
Is that love or hate when the women try to keep the children from the fathers?
I just said to you, we don't know the circumstances.
But the children have nothing to do with it.
Asking me to answer a situation on a vague dynamic that we don't know the facts about.
I didn't ask you that.
We have to look at facts. That's called reality.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you, was it love or
hate? We don't know whether it's love or hate. We don't know.
I know that when it is. When women try to keep children from their father, it's hate. They hate the children. They hate the father. They hate themselves.
Again,
they have no love.
That's a blanket statement. We don't know.
Why else would women keep the children? They have nothing to do with
There's 100 different reasons why a divorce could happen. It could happen because of abuse. It could happen because the father's a pedophile. We don't know. So it's not every circumstance that a woman hates a man.
Yes, it is.
It could very well be she has to protect her child. We don't know. Do you understand? We cannot make assumptions about something we don't know about. We have to look at the facts.
I know that any woman, I know that any woman that keep the children away from the father is hate. It's not love, it's hate.
Again, we don't know. That is for a judge in the American legal system to decide. That is not for outsiders who have no relevance in a situation to make assumptions. Assumptions is how you get information incorrect. When you have an assumption, that's how you get a delusion. And that's how you play out delusions. That is not our responsibility to go into people's personal relationships and start making assumptions about them.
Let me ask this, and then I want to move on to some other stuff here. I have recommended to men that they should not marry educated women because educated women do not make for good wives and mothers. They're on an ego trip. They think that they're equal to men, so they're going to always have a competition there. I know you have to agree with me that an educated woman does not make for a good wife or mother.
Again, you're saying that it's a monolith. People are not monoliths, right? Everybody is different. First of all, educated women and educated men who have what's called egalitarian relationships lack competition. When you treat someone as an equal, there is no competition. When one person wants to be above the other and oppress the other person, that creates a competition. So it's antithetical what you're saying, because in reality, the scientific data says that when relationships are equal, then those relationships tend to stay together for life. So men who treat their partner as an equal tend to never get divorced, whereas men who try to oppress their woman and create competition and create a power dynamic end up chronically single. So the reality of it is every person's different. Some people want to get married and be a housewife. Some people don't. Everyone is a different human being. No one is the same. So we cannot sit there and say whether or not someone's a good wife or not. It depends on her, if she wants to be a wife or not in the first place.
So do you agree with me or not that women that are educated do not mate, does not mate for a good wife or mother? Do you agree with that?
I don't agree with any blanket statement. I believe that everybody is an individual, and every individual has to be looked at as an individual for who they are as a person.
Do you agree with me that women who are married and yet they want to go to work to prove that they're equal to the man rather than stay at home and raise
the man?
It's
not that women want to work. It's that we live in a
I haven't asked the question
society
yet. I haven't finished
where
yet.
The upper class has created a dynamic that it's necessary for two people in a household to work to sustain it. It is not fair to a man to have to take care of everything on one income when their income has been going down chronically,
He can
right?
get
That
more
has
than
an
one job.
unnecessary burden to a man. So what I'm saying is if a woman wants to support her household and she wants to support her man and he is fine with it, that is a decision between those two people. That is a decision for them.
So I wonder, maybe you missed the question. What I'm asking is that women that are married and they insist on going to work instead of staying home and watching over the man's children or raising them, those are selfish women. Am I right? They have no love.
No,
they what don't
I'm
love
trying to
the
tell you
children.
is that not everything in a relationship is based on competition and dominance. So what I'm trying to tell you is that if a woman chooses to go to work to support her family, that's a choice between her and her husband. And whatever agreements they come to that they feel is best for their household is whatever makes sense. That does not mean that's a competition. That's called collaboration. That means that they're coming to an agreement to work together.
Do you
so
agree
whatever
with
they
me
choose
that?
To do in their household, it is not my business.
Do you agree
so
with me
whatever
that?
Someone chooses to do in their marriage, I don't care. That's up to them.
Do you agree with me that men who stay home and pretend to be the woman of the house, housewife or house mother, whatever they call it, obey the males?
No, I believe that whatever people need to do for their family life is up to them. So if it
but
works
those
that a
are
man
weak,
needs
at
to
least
stay
you agree
home,
they're weak, right?
I do not view that as weak. I believe that whatever a family decides that is best for their family is good. So if it makes sense for the man to stay home and take care of kids, then that if that's what it makes sense for their family, then he's providing for his family. So whatever a family chooses to do
but women
and how
hate,
they create
women
their
hate
life.
Weak men. Have you noticed that?
That's not true.
Yeah.
What women
no,
do not
it's
like
absolutely
are
true.
Men who lack emotional intelligence.
They hate weak men.
No, women, it has nothing to do with the concept of men being weak. What women do not tolerate is men who lack emotional intelligence. That is fundamentally
no such
different.
Thing.
No, what men view
emotions are unintelligent.
No, what men typically view as weak is very different from what women view as weak.
Right.
Men
That's
view vulnerability,
true.
Right? Men view vulnerability as weakness. Women view vulnerability as courage.
But it's weakness.
So if
that's because women
no,
can't
that's,
see they have anger.
No, that's
they're
fundamentally
too emotional.
Different. Emotions are not weakness. They're
it
fundamental
is.
To
women
human biology.
Women call good
and evolution.
Evil and evil good. They're emotional, so they can't see. Because Satan is their
so,
God.
The scientific data actually says that men have deeper and stronger emotions than women, and that
they're
women
just
are
like
more
their
rational.
Mothers.
That's what the data says.
Those who have so it are just like their mothers. They got that from their mothers, and they need to overcome that by returning to their fathers.
That's not true, because the reality of it is all human beings have emotions. So whether it's a man
I know
or a woman,
that's
a
why
father
they need
or mother,
to return
every
to the
human
father.
Being has emotions.
That's why they need to return to the father, because emotional men are just like their mothers.
That's not true because men, when you look at homosocial bonding and the way men interact with men, they are more emotional with each other than women are with other women.
Because they're like
and
their
when you
mothers.
Look at data, the scientific research specifically says that men have difficulties with upregulation, which means that men are more likely and are more vulnerable to negative emotions and have stronger negative emotions than women do. So the reality is women are more comfortable expressing emotions because of society.
Let me ask
Societal
you this.
Societal expectations allow women to
Let me
express
ask this.
Emotions.
Why do you, I know why, but I'm asking you, why are women so jealous of men that they're always in their mind and in action, especially in the mind, they're always in competition with men. Why are they so jealous of men, you think?
Women are not jealous of men and women are not a monolith. Again, so you have different women who have different feelings and different emotions. So the reality of it is it's not a blanket statement that all women are jealous. Are there women who are jealous? Are there women who are angry? Are there women who hate men? Absolutely. But that is not every woman. There are plenty of women who genuinely like men. There are plenty of women who are supportive of men. Every woman is different. Do you understand? It's not a blanket statement. We have to look at individuals for who they are.
And so why are they jealous, though?
You cannot say that every woman is jealous.
You're not answering my questions for some reason. Why is it that women are jealous of men?
I am answering your question. I'm just not answering it to your liking, because your liking, all of your questions are assumptions that every person's the same. That's not true. Every person's different.
No, they're not, but I understand. You write a lot about modern slavery. So I want to ask, are the Democrats allow illegal aliens to bring in slaves through the border?
So it's not just Democrats or Republicans, it's more the upper class. The upper class as a whole benefits from illegal immigration, which does contribute to modern slavery. So when you're looking at the systems of modern slavery, the more you have people that are willing to accept low wages on the economic spectrum, you end up with lowering everybody's wages on the economic spectrum. So that benefits just the upper class, which is made up of Democrats and Republicans, right? So they all contribute to the system of modern slavery. And what happens is when we have a lot of immigration and these people end up in what's called the underground economy, the underground economy is where modern slavery occurs, but it affects everybody who's trying to increase their wages across the board. It impacts everybody adversely.
So the people who are coming across our borders illegally, they must love to be enslaved, because they didn't want to be a slave. They wouldn't come here.
That's an inaccurate statement. We have to look at the fact that the United
States. They volunteered to come here.
No. The United States did 56 military coups in Latin America that led to gang violence and the destabilization of their governments, like Haiti. Haiti does not have a government. It's in complete anarchy. And that was due to the fact that the United States Marine Corps went there in 1911 and reintroduced slavery on behalf of the big banks. So what I'm trying to tell you is the reason people are coming to the
border. But that's not true what you just said.
The reason the United States
you just
has
said
to accept
something
them
that's
at the
totally
border
not
is
true.
Because their governments have been destabilized.
What you just said about Haiti is not true, but I want to move on.
It is true because my whole book is on it and I won awards for my research. So it's definitely true. There's plenty of research on it.
It doesn't take a lot to get an award
all
today.
All modern slavery, every single time there is slavery that occurs, it is because someone in the upper class benefits from it.
It doesn't take much to get an award, especially when you mention slavery today in America. But let me ask.
So that's definitely not true, because you're discrediting the work and effort people get and for their notable recognition.
People are using the word slavery to make money nowadays.
The research that I conducted is well researched, and anyone can read my book and see how well researched it is.
What people use
it is a known fact. It is a known fact that the United States went into Haiti in 1911, and there's documents in Congress that were written that specifically say they intended to reintroduce slavery because they did not want Haiti as a black nation to lead the economy in the Western Hemisphere. So that is a known fact.
But people use the word slavery to make money now. You hear it everywhere. Racism and slavery. It's all about the money. But I want to ask you something you said. You believe Christian nationalists are the modern face of Nazi ideology. And you write that American Christian nationalism is the modern face of Nazi ideology. What do you mean by that?
So Christianity as a religion is different than Christian nationalism. Christian nationalism was hijacked by white supremacists who started to use Christianity as a tool to indoctrinate people into white supremacist ideology. So people who are Christians as their religion, but are not Christian nationalists, are different. I want to specify that. Christianity as a religion in and of itself is someone engaging in their freedom and their right to believe what they want. Christian nationalism are ideologies that support what's called fascism. So what that means is that they don't believe in the American ideals of democracy. They don't believe in capitalism. They strictly believe in fascism, which is the same thing as Nazi Germany. The Nazis in Germany did not like democracy. They did not like capitalism. They liked fascism. So what happens is white supremacist groups will go in and create a pseudo-Christian culture And then they use the political fundamentals of Nazism, and then they say that Jesus wanted this and Jesus wanted that when it's inaccurate.
Where
That's
you get
Christian
all that mess?
Nationalism.
Where you get all that mess from? Christian nationalism just means that Christians love their country. They are nationalists
that's
because
not true.
They love.
That is not. That's
do
not
you
what the data
do
says.
You love
the
your
data
country?
Says that Christian nationalists are fascists.
No, that's not
love
true.
You cannot love the United States of America and be fascist.
A fascist.
We live
is
in a capitalist democracy.
Do you love America?
So if you like fascism, you're not. That's exactly what Nazi Germany.
Do you
was.
Love America?
Absolutely.
Well, then you're a nationalist.
And I believe in capitalism.
And you're a nationalist.
I believe in capitalism and democracy.
So you're a nationalist. You're a Nazi.
No, that's not, you're not understanding. Nazism is the affinity to fascism. Fascism is not democracy.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Do you know what fascism is?
Let me tell you what Nazism is.
Hold on, do you know
let
what fascism
you what,
is?
Let me tell you what it is. It's women who killed the men, children in the womb. They are
so
fascists.
So first of all, Christian nationalism, if we're putting this in perspective, Christian nationalism is an affinity for fascism, which means
no.
you don't like democracy and you want a dictatorship.
No.
That is exactly, yes,
no.
that's Christian nationalism.
That's not true.
Yes.
Christianity
and Christian nationalism are not the same. So
Christianity,
people who engage in Christianity
but
believe
Christians
in democracy
say,
are
when,
different.
When Christians say that they love their country, all that they're saying is, I'm a nationalist because I love my country,
no.
and I'm
nationalism
a Christian.
Is not
and
the
children of the lie, the children
a
who
Christian
hate America.
Who says they love
let me just
their
say
country
this.
And believes in capitalism and democracy
this.
Is just a Christian.
Let me just say this:
a Christian and, who believes in a dictatorship and does not believe in capitalism or democracy is a fascist, and that is nationalism.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Do you
that's
think,
the literal definition of fascism.
Let
it
me ask you this:
like
I'm prove that you are fascist.
No, it shows that you have a lack of understanding of what
do
fascism
you,
is.
Do you think that a woman should have the right to kill the man's baby in the womb?
So again, a woman's right to choose what she does is her choice. And what her and her man do on their own separately is not our business.
You didn't answer the question
that
yet.
Everybody should leave people alone and mind their business.
Do you think that a woman should have the right to kill the man's baby in the womb?
Again, what a woman and her man do with their fetus is their choice. It is not for me
you're not,
or anyone
you
else.
You notice
to
you're
get
not
back.
Answering the question.
I am answering your question. You just don't like my answer.
What was the question?
Your question was, do you feel that a woman has a right to do what she wants to with her body and whether or not the man has a say in it? What I'm telling you is what they do on their own is their choice.
But
it's
not
it's
the
not
woman's baby.
Business.
It's the man's baby, not hers.
Look, they. It, first of all, no one owns anyone's body, right? And it's a fetus before it becomes a baby. So the reality of it is that baby cannot survive, right? That fetus cannot survive without her. So what they choose to do on their own in their relationship is their choice.
It's not the woman's baby. The baby belongs to the father, not to the woman. The woman
Look,
just carried the baby
think,
in the
I don't
oven.
Care who you think it belongs to. The fundamental reality is what they choose to do in their private relationship is their choice and nobody else's.
But you still didn't answer the question. I asked, was it... Is it
no,
right?
I am answering the question. What I'm telling you is what people decide to do with their personal rights and their personal decision and their personal relationships is up to them. What I'm saying is I don't believe the government should be involved in these kinds of conversations.
Well,
I don't believe that anybody should be dictating what people do.
I agree that the government should not be involved.
If you're not there when they're having sex, you should not be involved in what happens after they have sex. It's their choice.
I agree that the government should not be involved because the government should have never legalized abortion. They should have stayed out of it. And if a woman decides she's going to kill the man's baby in a back alley somewhere, she will have to suffer the consequence for that. So the government should have never gotten involved.
Again, no.
And
what
the woman has to suffer
what
for
happens,
killing. The woman has
what
to suffer for killing the child baby.
After they have sex is their choice, and what they do with their doctors is their choice.
Do you love white people?
I mean, I love people.
Do you love white people?
I love all people as long as they're good.
Do you love white people?
Again, I do not care about people's like skin color in terms of my affection towards them.
Do you love white people?
I just answered your question.
No, you didn't. I asked about white people.
No. I answered your question. I don't associate whether or not I love people as just white people.
I asked
like,
about
I don't
white.
Even understand why that question is necessary.
Do you love white people?
I just gave you an answer.
Yeah. What's wrong with the blacks?
there, I don't believe there's anything wrong with
While
black
they always
people.
cry racism and begging and whining and want affirmative action and reparations, and even
because
on,
they were
they
enslaved
even put
and
a black female,
they're,
they put
they're,
a black
they're
female
armed disproportionately.
They put a black female on the U.S. Supreme Court, and she's not even qualified. She didn't even know what a woman was. They put a black female over Harvard. Now Harvard is destroyed. They allow these black females to fly pilots, planes, airplanes. And the planes are like, every day there's almost a near miss. What's wrong with the blacks? They keep begging and they're unqualified.
Okay, so like Amelia Earhart is like one of the best women pilots in United States history and fought for the military. So like, again, being a woman doesn't have anything to do with your skill set. If you have a good skill set, like for instance, do you believe that because you're a black man, you shouldn't have a podcast? Like, I don't understand what
where
you're saying.
Is,
if you have
where
the
is
skill
Amelia
set,
Earhart now?
No, but if you have the skill set to do something, why should a white man have your job instead of you?
Where
like
is
that's
Amelia,
my question.
Where is Amelia Earhart now?
Well, she's dead, right?
I'll rest
her
my case.
Her, like, half, well, because well, she
I'll
was born in, like, the
my
1940s.
Case. She did.
Because people don't live forever. I hope that's not a conversation we need to explain. People die. That happens.
My thing is that they should let the black come up to the same standard as the whites. They should have to earn their way up like they used to in the good old days. Now they're lowering the standards for the blacks to get in. That's not good for them, or
that,
nor is it
not,
good for
there's
America.
There's not a lowering of standards that are happening. Like, it's not a lowering of standards. It's that people who are black have had harder challenges because of slavery.
Not true.
Yes.
No, let me tell
yes.
you why. I know that for a fact.
That is the whole reason we had a civil war. Like, let's just put that in perspective. We had a whole war and black people joined the union and fought against slave owners because they were oppressed. That happened. That's a whole,
what?
That's a really big part of American
what did you
history
say?
That occurred.
What did you say? You said something so insane that it didn't even make sense.
I mean, apparently you haven't read a history book because literally the Civil War is one of the most iconic wars that have ever happened in the United States. Like, that's why Abraham Lincoln was assassinated.
Let me tell
like,
you this.
Did we forget that whole era?
Let me tell you this. You might
like,
not
did we
know.
We forget that Harriet Tubman went down and started firing up plantations and burning them to the ground?
Where's
like,
Harriet?
What happened? That's
Where's
part of
Harriet
American
now?
History. Again, she was born in the 1800s.
Where is she now?
In her grave, because
I'll rest
people
my
die.
Case.
Okay, what are you trying to say? Humans die. That's a normal part of humanity.
But let me tell you this. I grew up under the Jim Crow law on a plantation in Alabama, and everything you've heard about the blacks have been wrong. They lied to you about slavery. They lied to you about the civil rights movement. Black people are suffering today because they're not individuals. They identify with being black. They have so-called black leaders over them. They refuse to stand up for themselves and think and do for themselves. And the white people,
well, every person
the white
has
people
a right
cater
to their
to
own
them.
Opinions.
The white people cater to them, so they're getting weaker rather than stronger because they're into their blackness and they're blaming everybody else for their problem. That's what's wrong with the
black. I
don't
black. Think that's true. I think that there's definitely black excellence. Like, look at Simone Biles.
No such thing.
Like, yeah,
no,
she's one of the
no
best athletes
thing,
in
black
American
excellent.
History. Look at Serena Williams. So like they've come up on their own.
What?
So there's plenty of people.
There's
plenty
nothing
of people
excellent
with
about them
ethnic
though.
Backgrounds that have skills.
There's
like it's
nothing
not it's
excellent
not only
about
white
them.
People with skills.
There's no. But I gotta ask this, and you gotta agree with this one. White men founded and created the greatest country in the world called America, with the help of God, the Constitution, they appear in the great. And as a result, they let everybody else come in and blah, 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 right? If it wasn't
for
white-
I mean, I definitely
white,
don't agree with that because
if
before-
it
wa-
I haven't
before,
finished the question yet. Hold
well,
on.
Before,
hold
before
on a minute. Hold on. Let me finish
there
the question.
There was 4,000 Native
let
American
me finish the
tribes
question.
That were here.
If it wasn't for white men, would there be an American?
Yeah, it would be Native. It would be Native American.
No, they were
they
hanging around smoking pot and living in the woods, killing one another. They were doing nothing. If it wasn't
actually,
for
no,
white,
they had pretty. They
if
had
it
pretty,
wasn't for white,
no,
Christians.
They had pretty good infrastructure.
No,
and they
didn't.
Had trading systems.
No, they didn't.
What? What there would
you're
have
not
not
answering
been
my
is
question.
Slavery.
You're not.
If my... Europeans never came here, there would have not been slavery in America.
If it wasn't for white Christian men, founding and created the greatest country and creating the greatest country.
Again, America already had inhabitants, right? They're called
Would
Native
there
Americans.
Be an America if it wasn't for white men?
But no, America was already America, right? It was just tribal nations. So like there was already people living here. So they didn't discover anything. They just imperialized it. So if you're asking me, do you feel like their imperialization led to the greatest country in the world? The reality is America today is behind in just about every category. The only thing we're number one in is wealth inequality. So white men benefit the most from wealth inequality because they have most of the wealth in the upper class. So what white men have done is made a good system for them to exploit every other group of people.
Are you white? No, you're Mexican.
I'm mixed.
Yeah, I remember you're Mexican.
I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh, you say you're mixed with what?
I'm mixed with European, Native American, and African. I'm mixed with all of it. That's what Puerto Rican people are.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that. I forgot Puerto Rican has some black in them. No wonder. Should women play in men's sports?
So
I mean, should men play in women's sports?
Well, I think every league has whatever rules they have based on what they think they should have, right? But I think that a better way to do it is people with the most similar genetics. I think whoever has the most similar genetics should compete against each other if, like, they have similar height, weight, muscle, stature. Like, I think similar genetics would be a better way to compete. But the way that these institutions decide to set up their sports teams, I think that's left to professionals, right? Who work in those industries.
So I'm asking, should men play in women's sports?
What I'm trying to say is that I think sports in general, right? Like in general, the sports leagues, I think it would be better if we based it on similar genetics. So like if we moved away from just gender binaries and we put people who were the most alike together to compete, I would be interested in watching that. Like I would pay money for that. I just want to see who competes. Like I don't care about people's backgrounds.
So
but what
that,
I'm saying is the way.
Is that a yes or no that men should play in women's sports?
So it's not a yes or no answer because the current system that we have is made by all of these different like sports leagues, right? So what I'm saying is the way that the leagues are designed, the way the sports are designed, I don't know the ins and the outs, right? Like I'm not somebody who's a professional athlete and I don't know those systems. So what I'm trying to say is that for me, my opinion on it would be to watch people with the most similar genetics, regardless of what their background is. If two people have similar genetics, I'd be interested to watch that as a consumer. But what the officials say and what they think is best for the leagues, I just don't know what is the best outcome for that.
Do you
but
know
I don't
that,
have a preference.
Do you know that men are stronger than women?
I mean, that's not like, again, people are not monoliths. There are women that are power lifters that are stronger than men. And there are men that are weak. Like that is true. There are women that are weak. There are women that are strong. There are men that are strong. Like people are not a monolith.
So you're not aware that men are stronger than women?
Again, and not in every capacity, right? There are some areas that a majority of men may be stronger, but there's areas that women are stronger too. So again, it's not a monolith. Like I don't view the world as like black or white.
Do you support abortion?
So I support people's rights to make their own choices in their personal lives. So whatever somebody has to do is their choice.
Do you support abortion for you?
So, I'll put it this way. If I have to make a personal choices for myself, I don't want anyone involved in my choices. Whatever my life has to look like is my choice.
Should a man marry a woman who is willing to kill his child or children in the womb?
A man should choose to be with somebody that matches his values.
You realize you're not answering the questions, right?
I am answering the questions.
No,
you
not.
Just don't like my answer.
No, you're not answering.
I'm answering your question.
But I understand.
Yeah.
I totally understand. I don't believe women when they say they've been sexually abused because I know they easily lie. And nowadays, women throw that around in order to try to build a career for themselves, get far sympathy, and most people don't believe women now, especially men. What can women do to change that?
And then again, you're basing your whole world belief on 4% of women that have been caught lying versus the 96% who've been validated within the court system. So again, that's just internalized misogyny, right? That means that you're just taking a narrow worldview based on one or two experiences, and then you're applying an assumption to everybody versus looking at the facts of individual cases.
Most
So
women
again,
lie about
we can't
that.
say what, but we can't say what women are doing or not doing because the reality of
Most
it is
women lie about that.
everybody's
They'll
different
throw it
and
out
the
there just
facts
like
and the
that.
circumstances are different.
They throw it out there just like that. They lie.
So again, that is taking an assumption and basing it on everyone. And in the process of doing that is delusions. Because the reality of it is, there are 7 billion people in the world. To say that every circumstance is the same and that all 7 million people are lying or all 7 million people are true, like that's not reality. Reality doesn't work in that capacity.
When
The
women
reality of the situation is that people are different and there's many different circumstances.
were women created to lead or to follow? I noticed they don't make for good leaders. Were they created to lead or to follow?
Women are in power, the world is more stable. The reality of it is that people have internalized misogyny, and internalized misogyny is, it's true though, the world is more peaceful when
No,
women
it's
are
not. Look at
leaders.
the hell on
It's
earth right
more
now.
health.
Look at the hell on earth as a result of women.
Again, the research studies say that when there's women presidents in different nations, those nations have done better. So it's inaccurate to say that women are not good leaders. But also, I want to make the point that it's not all women that are good leaders, and it's not all men that are good leaders. That depends on the person and their intellect and their ability to lead. Again, it's person to person. It's not binary.
What is a man?
I mean, I hope he's a person.
And so you say a person?
Yeah.
And what is love?
An emotion.
Oh, do you love the Great White Hope?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know who the Great White Hope is?
No.
You ever heard of Donald Trump?
Yeah.
The Great White Hope. Do you love him?
Yeah, no, he's not my flavor.
And why not?
Because his ideologies are fascist. I don't support fascism.
So to put the country first is fascism. To love God is fascism. To treat everybody the same is
That's not,
fascism.
so again, you're taking these nuanced topics and then you're like turning them into blanket statements, right? People who are religious and believe in God, that love God, right? That's different than for people who are Christian nationalists who love fascism. That's two different things. They're not
No,
the same.
you're making that up.
No, that's a fact.
No,
That's a fact. Yes, Christian
facts are
nationalism
not
relates to
true. Most facts
fascism.
are not true.
It is true.
No,
That's
I gotta
what the
put you on the
data
hot
says.
seat
That's
because.
what I think it's important that we understand what fascism is. Fascism means that you do not like
That's not
capitalism or
true.
democracy and that you like a dictatorship. That's what that means.
What? Say that again?
So if you like a dictatorship and you like a dictator, that is different. There's plenty of people who are religious, who are Christians, who are whatever, that are not
But that's what
fascists.
women are, they're dictators.
I mean, I don't know where you heard that from, but most of the time dictators are men, and I don't even know if there's ever been a woman dictator in world history.
They just
I would love to see one though, like for the sake of
try to
seeing it.
control the husbands, they try to control the children, they try to control everything
Okay,
around
so
them
healthy
because they're
relationships.
dictators.
Healthy women in healthy relationships believe in
No
equality,
such
right?
thing.
So the same way there's toxic men and toxic women, there's toxic people. People who are toxic want control and manipulation. That's different.
But that's
And
how
that could
women
be man
are.
or woman. That could be anybody who's toxic.
But
That's
all
just,
women are like
if you
that.
find that type of person, you should run away.
All women are
No, but if you find that person, man or woman, just run. Just run the other way.
But all women are narcissistic.
That's definitely not true.
So listen, I gotta put you on the hot seat, all right? I
I
need
don't
you.
know where these ideologies are coming from, but they're not real.
But a narcissistic man has the nature of his mother, so that's why he's like that. It's
No,
not
a
normal.
narcissistic man has a chemical
It's
imbalance in
not
his brain and
normal for
lacks social
men. It's
skills.
not normal for men to be that way. It's an abnormal state of being
Right.
for men.
Narcissism is an
But it's
abnormal state where there's a chemical deficiency in the brain that causes somebody to lack
normal.
empathy and emotion.
It's normal, abnormal for women to be that way. But listen, I gotta put you on the hot seat. I need you to
It's
answer these.
abnormal for anybody to be a narcissist. Obviously, it's a mental health condition that needs to be
No, it's
treated by a
not.
doctor.
I need you
Yes,
to
that's what
answer these
narcissism is.
questions
It's a
as
clinical,
quickly.
it's a literal clinical disorder on the DSM-5.
I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible, all right?
Okay.
The hot seat. Conspiracy.
Is America the best country on this side of heaven?
It depends on what category you're talking about. Like, do I think as a blanket statement we're the best? No, I think we have a lot of improvement to do. But in terms of individual freedoms, I think we're one of the best countries when it comes to individual freedom.
If America is not the best, who is the best? Which country is the best?
Well, it depends. It depends on the category. But like Finland has a significantly better education system than we do, right? Or like Switzerland has a better economic situation for workers than we do.
Let's move on.
What it is.
Do we need more white babies?
I think that we just need more babies in general. I mean, I could care less what race they are.
Do we need more white babies?
Again, like somebody's ethnicity is not important to me, right? We just need more humans.
The question is, do we need more white babies?
I'm answering your question. And what I'm telling you is I do not care whether the baby is white, black, or brown. I think we should just have more children in the world.
But do we need more white babies?
Again, I just answered your question.
Is it wrong for a black man to love the Confederate flag?
I mean, that's a personal choice, right?
Is abortion worse than slavery?
No. Slavery is definitely worse.
Who do you prefer, Taylor Swift or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Does a bear shit in the woods?
I hope so.
True or false? Oh, I already asked that. Should we give the blacks reparations?
Yes, I think we should give anyone reparations that have been harmed.
Does a chicken have lips?
I mean, is that a real question?
Would you rather go on a date with Kanye West, Ben Shapiro, or Hillary Clinton?
You know what? I want to stay single. I don't want to go out with any of them.
Did Big Mama Michelle eat up all the ribs?
Who's going to eat the ribs?
Big Mama Michelle Obama.
Oh, I mean, I want to meet her, though.
Before she eat up all the ribs?
Yeah, I mean, I hope she shares them.
True or false, sending your kids to a public school is child abuse?
No. That's not child abuse. That's a normal system, not like a normal societal system.
Is it wrong or right to cut off boys' body parts and put girls' body parts on them, and girls' body part and put boys' body parts on them? Look, is that wrong or right?
Look, as long as it's consensual and it's with someone's doctor, like whatever they do, I'm fine with. As long as you're not doing anything to me that I don't want done.
Is it wrong or right?
So what I'm telling you is it depends on the circumstance, right? If you're doing something to somebody that they don't want done to themselves, that's wrong. But if somebody wants something done to their body, then it's their choice. Like, I'm not interfering with that.
You're not answering the question.
I did answer it.
I asked, is it wrong or right? The choice is wrong or right. That's what I'm asking you.
No, put it this way. Like, if you're circumcising little boys who do not, cannot consent to that, I think that's wrong, right? But if someone's a grown adult and they are transgender and they want surgery, like, they could go talk to their doctor and do what they want with their doctor. I think that that's fine. What I'm saying is we should not do things to people or touch people's bodies if they do not want that and do not consent to that. But if they consent to it, what is the difference with a woman getting boob implants? Like what I'm saying is what people do with their body is their choice as long as they consent to it.
True or false, the civil rights movement was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, even worse than slavery. True or false?
False.
Amazing.
I think slavery is worse.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, that was definitely interesting. Super interesting.
Thank you so much.
Never had an interview like this one.
Amazing. Tell the folks how to get your book. Yeah. I really appreciate you coming on. Tell them how to get your books to your website and whatever you have out there.
All right. So you can get my book at thepathwaytowardspeace.com. You can also visit my website at mendezviera.com, where you can see all of the different things I'm involved in, my work in eventing, my work in human rights. You could see a timeline of what my life has looked like and learn more about me. And that's really how you could reach out.
And the book is called what?
The Pathway Towards Peace.
Okay, amazing. Well, I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you for taking on the hot seat. I do appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, check out our merch. Also, you can donate to the Fallen State, support it by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate and locals.com. So click the link in the description to support our work. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care now.